Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast, a podcast challenging anti-blackness through the discussion of global, local, and popular culture from the perspective of Afro-Canadians who live different versions of themselves to navigate everyday life. You see, I just dropped that in there all cash. Cashish.
It is
catch up with us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbeans, Radio Public, and of course Stitcher. You can watch us live on Facebook every week, and we'll be adding other streams to our live. How are you doing?
This week has been pretty good. It's been a hectic week.
Hectic is good, I think, right?
No, I'm catching up on a lot of work.
Yes, because you ran things while I was gone. Definitely.
Which is good. And you've been helping me.
Spread yourself paper thin. As best as I can.
As best as you can. It was really good help. So it's been good.
Working it out.
As we know, this week is many things are happening.
In the Edmonton.
In the Edmonton. Our church had their picnic.
Last weekend.
Sunday school picnic. The weekend gone, yeah.
Okay. How was that?
It was great. My son came out and raced away. He did an excellent race. It was really good.
And whooped everybody.
Whooped them in the bag race.
Did they? What were the prizes like? Because honestly. Yeah.
I'm not sure what prizes there were.
It's like ribbons and high fives. Like.
It's more high fives.
Okay. Prizes of the heart.
Like. What happened is, in all true fashion to Naraya, he just had a lot of people like cheering for him. So he's like, "Alright, Naraya won!" And everyone's like, "Yay!"
And it was his
birthday.
It was his birthday.
And
so
he turned the big nine. The big nine.
This is the last of the single digit years.
Digits.
Is he freaking out? Like his childhood is running away from him?
No. He's like, "This is great." He's like, "Dad, can we get my present?" I'm like, "What do you want?" He goes, "I want a Robux card." And I was like, "What?" wait, what? Because.
Oh, boy.
Because when I was a kid.
A Robux card?
Card.
Okay.
So, like.
Like Sears Robux?
Roblox.
Roadblocks.
Roblox.
Roblox. This sounds like a little boy thing.
R-O-B-L-O-X.
Roblox.
There we go. She got it. Now I spelled it.
Okay.
So.
Caitlin said he's halfway to 18.
Yeah. He definitely is halfway to 18. And halfway out of my house. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to kick about
that's
18,
what you think.
He's definitely
these children do not leave at 18 anymore. I'll tell you that right now.
So, but Roblox, just to let you know, Roblox is a game. It's particularly like Minecraft. You are able to code and make your own characters.
Oh, that's very cool.
And all sorts of stuff through
super
it.
Super duper.
And if you don't want to code and you just want to play, you can. So there are multiple games.
Does
where
he code?
He's been trying. It's sad. He's
there's
been
a lot of
himself.
Games. So Khan Academy is how I taught Sanaya to code.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really great free thing, and there's videos, and you can email a professor when you want to, and it's completely free. And they have like little, like they start with having them code a line, and then a circle, and then a bear, and then they have them animate the bear.
Mm.
So by the end of the course, they're like literally coding and animating. Yeah. It's cool. And then there's little, like, if you do it for a certain amount of hours, you get, like, little goals and stuff. So it helps you.
So it's one of the things that I think that he would love.
Yeah.
That coding process. For those of you who grew up like me, you had to learn everything in university.
I co-sign coding. And I learned to code during MySpace. I used to be like, code generator, and then go in and change my borders and do a custom color hashtag 0F17, you know.
Yeah,
I used to be up in there, and then later on I realized after I already forgot that skill that MySpace was low-key setting me up to be a millionaire, and I just didn't catch on.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. So you went to the picnic. The picnic was excellent. And what else happened?
Picnic was great. The
Linear World.
Food was there. I went up against a few people. I raced.
Okay, old man.
Mm-hmm.
Took out the old...
I took out the old engine, put some coal in there, let the fire burn till we got a good steam, and then we went going.
Okay, all right. Raced and then the next day, you were like,
Well, yes.
I didn't remember I had all those muscles.
Yes.
And they're all involved in running.
I took off my shoes. The park was amazing. Anybody who knows Jubilee Park out in Spruce Grove is one of the most amazing parks. There's a dog park there. There's a basketball court. There's a spray park there. There's ice cream trucks all over the place. There's an indoor bathroom.
It's like a staycation.
It's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
And then it has the fire pit, so you can actually have an actual barbecue and stuff like that, which you don't get often.
Thanks, Darren. Darren said, welcome back.
Ooh, Darren.
Mm-hmm. Darren Jordan's there. My friend from California, Brian Jeffries, is on. I believe he's from Oakland.
I got to talk to Darren about a grand piano. When he gets a chance, he can give me a call. As I have texted him, and he has not responded.
Wow, calling him out.
Hey, Darren. My buddy boy.
Darren's over here cold-shouldering and gatekeeping the pianos.
I don't think he knows exactly what I needed, but I'm glad he's on.
I see you gatekeeping these pianos, Darren.
So,
what else do you have going on last week? You went to Klondike Days. I don't know if that's included in all the things.
That's today.
That was so, okay.
So I'm not sure. That doesn't consider last week.
Yo, it's a recap of everything before now, guys.
I haven't got there yet.
Okay. What else? Is earlier today considered last week? What about yesterday? What are you saying, week? Do you mean like Saturday? Because you know technically that's Sabbath.
I'm really trying to figure this out here.
Everything before now, my guy. Everything before however long ago we started.
Well, if we're going everything before, let's just go back a little bit.
Okay, what else we got there?
Getting ready for Cara West this week. So I did end up hitting up Taste of Edmonton because it's in the same location as Cara West. So, and for those of you who don't know, I am a plumber when I'm not doing this and other stuff.
So plumber by trade, they say, yeah.
Plumber by trade. Mm-hmm. And so my day job and my alter ego is plumber. My night superhero job is emceeing, singing, and podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we look into it, and I went to Taste of Edmonton to check out piping and electrical setups and stuff like that, and ended up going through their whole setup, and it was really, really interesting this year. They have a tap system. So they had a ticketed system before where you go and you buy tokens.
Yeah, the tickets.
That's kind of out. You still buy tickets, but they're all digital, so they use the QR.
Okay.
And then they give you a badge and you wear it around your neck. And then when you go to the thing, they have cell phones, and then you put up the thing and it processes whatever, tickets. Four tickets.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. That was really cool.
Still expensive, though.
Still expensive. For 20 tickets, it was like $35.
Okay, average place is what, like 5 tickets?
Four tickets.
Okay, average thing's 4 tickets. So you can have about 5 different things for 20,
you can
for
get,
$30.
And most of it's like stuff from like fancy restaurants. You're not getting your Burger King stuff there.
Right.
You're going with like...
You might not know this, but my dad... You do know this. My dad used to have a restaurant, and we used to work the Taste of Edmonton. So even though I went way more times than I worked it, for some reason, when I think of the Taste, I think of working the Taste, not of actually going there.
They did a really good job, because when you come down the middle, there's like fountains... water spewing up from the ground.
Yeah.
And they have these different fountains, and they seem to be sensored to when you walk. So when you walk towards them, they go down. And then when you kind of walk away from them, they kind of spritz up and they like tease you. And so there are kids playing around there. Then you walk and they're different. They look like side streets. So as you're walking down the main area, you can go into a side street and they have all the food stuff there.
That's neat.
So it's really neat. And then you come down to the main area and they had a huge sound stage and they had like these guys playing some country music there. They're getting ready for the front man for Bare Naked Ladies.
He's still out there doing his thing. He's
doing his thing.
Thank God for Canada, or else he really would not have work.
Well, he is Canadian. So.
Yeah.
So that's where a majority of our work comes from, except for people like
Jake. What's your favorite Bare Naked Ladies song?
If I had a million
dollars. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Really?
What's your favorite Bare Naked Ladies song?
Broke Into My Old Apartment.
Really? That's a good one.
Yeah. I can't pull up how it goes right now, but... I know that I enjoy it when it's on.
That's pretty much mine.
Yeah. Really? If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
What do you love so much about that song?
Everything.
When I was young, I thought it was hilarious.
That's what.
But not a real green couch. That's cruel.
Yeah.
I was like, I love green. I would love a green couch. That was me as a child.
We got a lot of people that have come popping in to say hi.
Who's there on your side?
Allie Day came in. Joy Samuels, Colin Burton, Pauline,
Greg Davis, Benita Grange. I'm about to go to bed and I have work tomorrow. I do not know what you're really talking about right now, but I hope that the next food you taste does not taste like work. Oh, thank you.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't taste like work, too. I get it. He's from Albuquerque. He's in, like, New Mexico or something right now. So when we say taste of Edmonton, he's like, well, I don't know what you're saying.
We should probably tell him what that is.
There's a taste of lots of places. So the taste of Edmonton is just where you pretty much sample all the different foods from different restaurants around the city. And you get, like, a little sample platter, and you pay by tickets. They have them in a lot of cities. The Taste of Chicago is really big. I actually learned that when I was in the States, that there were other tastes. I thought Taste of Edmonton was, like, the one and only, but there's, like, Taste of every city.
There's Taste of everything.
Yeah. There's no restaurant week in Edmonton, though. Is there?
I think that's called Taste of Edmonton. I think that's
so cool. Restaurant week is where certain restaurants participate, and then they have certain prefix menus for a set price, and you can like go try on to different restaurants that you maybe wouldn't try before.
So is it Taste of Edmonton? Like, exactly.
No, because it requires you going to the actual restaurant and going into the restaurant.
Oh, to go in. So it's to go down.
You have to go to eat out at whatever restaurant. Make a restaurant week?
Yeah.
Okay, put that on the list.
Okay.
Things we will do. Are you ready to talk about K-Days yet?
All right, K-Days.
Every time it's going to make me laugh.
Week.
So.
Okay, so.
Little thing you might not know about me, I love fairs and festivals. I took my nephew to Klondike Days last year, but really, he doesn't know. Low-key, he took me. Because I try to hang out with children, so I have a reason to be there. It's not there by myself riding the Ferris wheel.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But I do have a client who's a psychiatric nurse, and she said a lot of the pedophiles and rapists, they just love Klondike Days. Like, they're like...
Really?
Talk about it a lot.
And she... Okay. I think it's because kids go there.
Mad kids.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean a normal person can't go there because the pedophile decides to hang out there.
Yeah, but you know. That's Red why I try to go with weirdness. I try to go with a chaperone. That's another child.
As a child as a chaperone.
And they're like, okay, Auntie Nikki, which ride do you want to go on next?
The Ferris wheel.
But I want to wait. wait until it's dark so I can see all the lights. Literally me. He said, I have been to the taste of many of them. Now I get it.
Oh.
Blessings and love.
So at K-Days this year, I brought back
a plate.
A plate of numerous delights. A lot of this is award-winning stuff.
Are you making that up?
No.
That corn dog is not award-winning.
It is.
What award?
It won the food award. One of the food awards.
Like fair food award.
Fair food award.
Okay.
So you what know it was? This is a corn dog. The corn dog you're seeing here. This is the corn dog. You're not seeing it if you're listening to this podcast. But if you were to see it, is a corn dog with flaming hot Cheetos
on the outside.
On the outside. That will be tasted today on air. We're going to see how that tastes.
Okay.
I have award-winning ribs from the Rib Fest.
From the Rib Fest?
From the Rib Fest.
How'd you get Rib Fest ribs at a Klondike Dish?
What do you mean? They're always there.
Rib Fest is a place?
They have a section called Rib Fest.
Oh.
And they show all their awards. This one has all the awards in front of it so that... Best ribs, best this, 2012, best this. So you get all these trophies are in the front.
Okay.
This right here that I'm holding up, it is a lovely delight. It is a mini donut, but it is a white chocolate.
Deep fried
mini donut.
What's on the inside in there?
Dough.
It tastes like not dough, though. Maybe it wasn't fully cooked.
I don't know. Maybe I'll taste it.
It's a little mushy on the inside. I thought it was like another filling type
thing. It might be. Because they have white chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, it's cheesecake. I was going to say it tastes like soury, which is that cheesecake
cheesecakey flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's white chocolate cheesecake.
Cheesecake donut.
And then we have over here the beef brisket sandwich.
We're not attached to the sandwich part.
We are not, but the beef brisket is... amazing.
Okay.
So we both have that. We'll be trying it out. I do not go to K-Days for the same reasons anymore. When I was a kid, I wanted to go on this ride. I wanted to go on the Gravitron. That's the one that spins around.
On the outside, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go on the one that spins outside, has loud music from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there today, and I was dancing. My nephew was like, "This is not my father. This is only my uncle." He was so embarrassed.
He wanted no part of you.
No part. I was like,
whatever this guy's doing. Whatever this guy's doing, I do not co-sign.
So it was fun.
He didn't birth me. We don't have the same genes. I don't know this guy.
He was literally yelling it up.
That's hilarious.
He got embarrassed really quickly. So we went on that one, the one that spins forward.
Meanwhile, little does he know, people are like, "Look how cute that kid is. He's so embarrassed by his dad."
Yes.
He's just yelling. "This is not my father. Look at that kid being embarrassed by his dad."
He was really embarrassed. And then his whole family was laughing, too.
What else did you go on?
I went on, because it was hot. It was a scorcher of a day today. And I'm not complaining. I'd rather be hot than cold, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on the Niagara Falls ride.
Is it wet one?
It is a wet one. So you go all the way up.
Is it the one
up
with
you
the
drop
boat?
And it's like, you splash up.
With the boat?
Go around. It's like a boat, yeah.
Okay, that's like one of my favorites.
And then you go up all the way up and you come down. And it's like, splashes everybody around you as well. Like people waiting in line.
Ah.
So that one was really good. Cooled me off because I was boiling.
I like the boat one. I like the boat that rocks and then flips over.
Mm.
I like traditional rides. I love the Ferris wheel. It's my most favorite ride because I like to see the views.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the swings. That swing that swings around.
I love
around.
The swings. I love that from West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a good one. Anything else? I think that those are the ones that I love. I usually do whatever the biggest roller coaster is there.
Yeah. It's usually just rattles you around and gives you whiplash. That's a cyclone. The cyclone in Coney Island. Mm-hmm. That's literally all it does is like smash your head against it. Like, yeah. I got off with the only headache. Like,
this is the worst. Yeah. Like, some kids like, that was awesome.
No, everybody's like, oh, I need a chiropractor. That's what this reminds me of. So much fun. Boom, it's like right angles because they literally put it together like a Lego train set. Like Thomas the Engine, like, boom, snaps here. Yeah,
so we went today. It was a scorcher, so I went on Niagara Falls. Funny story about Niagara Falls is the first year we went on it, we went with my same nephew who's embarrassed by me. And he was sitting there, and he's like, I want to go on Niagara.
Niagara Falls.
I want to go on Niagara Falls. So we're like, what? What did you say? I want to go on Niagara Falls. And we're like, yo, man, only your auntie and your cousin can actually say these things to you. So I think a month ago, I was picking him up, and he was in the car, and he's like, I want to go on that ride, but I can't say the name because only auntie and cousin can say it. I said, which one was that? Niagara Falls? He was like, you said it. I was like, yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I said it.
That sounds like fun. I haven't gone to a fair. Well, I guess since last Klondike Days, I guess. I used to, no matter where I was in New York, I would go to the Big A Fair. And in
what's North, it called?
Big A Fair. Mm-hmm. The Big A Fair.
The Big A Fair?
It's at the Aqueduct.
Okay. I'm just
big, welcome to the Big A Fair.
The Big A Fair.
Literally just got that right now. I'm going to the Big A Fair.
Just want to make sure everybody in podcast land understands. It's the Big A Fair.
Okay. And then, you know, generally fairs are gay. Like, generally. And then in North Carolina, it was the State Fair. Which is, like, essentially Klondike Days, I guess.
When I was in Florida, there's the Broward County Fair.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to the Stampede. I've never been. But everybody says that either. The K-Days is essentially, it's just like the Stampede a couple mm-hmm. weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
Same rides.
Yeah. Same people, right?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
They just move to the next town.
And then next, I think next week it's going to be Regina or Saskatchewan. They move over.
Okay. Life of a carny, I guess.
That's what happens, I think. So it's really cool. I love it. Of course, it's nostalgic for me. In high school, I used to go there.
Never went there in high school.
The girl that you met, you know, at church or whatever, you have all the girls and all the guys meet up at the
county fair. Literally why I was not allowed to go. Those are all the reasons.
You go to the fair, meet up, go on rides together. It's cool.
So you and Charlene have been doing this for a long time?
I don't remember if I've ever gone to the fair and met her.
As a teenager?
I don't remember if we ever did.
Oh. I wondered if it was different, like you guys went as teenagers and now you're like going with your kids and your kids are almost teenagers.
I think we went, but I don't think we went to go see each other. Like we went and saw each other and I was like, hey, well, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things, but I always went with, like, my boys, like, Neil and Tim and Rodney, and we'd all go.
Yeah.
And so we used to have fun. Bumper cars was the biggest ride for me. Always wanted to ride a bumper car because I always wanted to drive. Stuff like that. So.
I always wanted to do go-karts, but never did. Like, to this day, I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Now I can actually drive a car, and I still want to do go-karts.
You've never done go-karts?
No.
Oh, go-karts. Yes. In Florida, we did lots. We had a place called Boomers.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a mile-long track.
Wow. A mile.
It was long. Like, you'd be up and down. And you're speeding past everybody.
Okay. So, still in the recap.
Mm-hmm.
I have to apologize to the good people of podcast land. because we're going to be super duper late with last week's podcast. You'll get it just in time to binge listen with this week's podcast.
Okay.
So just getting back into the swing of things, got a little out of hand, carried away, but we'll have the return podcast posted likely tomorrow, and we'll give you this one on Thursday again. We'll be back on schedule.
Nice.
So that's housekeeping. And last week, are you ready to move it along to the scrollity scroll?
We are ready to move along to the scroll.
Okay. What's on your scroll this week?
On the scroll, I have posted on my Facebook, there's a story about a black cop.
Mm-hmm. Or black cop.
Black cop went to a... He was in full uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember this.
He had a full uniform.
He went to the tax office.
He went to the tax office and the security guard pulled
to inquire about a letter that they sent him. The security guard told him he cannot enter the office with his gun on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, I'm on duty.
I'm on duty. I can't take my gun off.
Right. So he goes into the office. Then
the security guard came out with gun drawn to shoot him. So he's like, you know, I don't have time.
Warning him with all this stuff.
Yeah. He turned around. The guy had the gun pointed at his back. He's like, and the guy was like, stop. They ended up calling the rest of his coworkers, the police, to come get him. And they were like, wait a minute. This is one of ours. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Since then, him and his wife have had to go through a series of therapy and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
No, that's mad stressful. Yeah. That guy said he was ready to be shot in the back.
In the back.
He was like, I know I'm supposed to stay calm and walk away, but at that moment, I was ready to be shot in the back. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that. I mean, just because you're inside doesn't mean you're away from it.
And that's the thing. And it's one of the things that we've discussed before about being a police officer in any form. It doesn't supersede the fact that you're black.
Yep.
In any form.
Nothing trumps your blackness.
No.
Literally nothing.
So this guy drew his gun on the cop. And
it's all on video,
too,
following this guy from the back.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Gun drawn, everything like...
Big lawsuit.
Escalated
though.
That.
Big lawsuit.
Big time lawsuit.
1.6 or 1.8 mil, I think, he's asking for it.
Yeah. And they have the guy and... So
I don't know if it's ever enough. The guy lost his job.
Yeah?
I don't know what else now. Now he can go be a real cop, I guess.
Not if he lost his job pulling a gun on a real cop.
Cops lose their job as cops that go be cops at other places. So
he's going to become a cop, maybe in another state.
Yeah, another place. With his
they have to do a psych evaluation that they don't do.
Who does a psych evaluation?
Edmonton does.
Yeah, okay. You're supposed to do one, but they really don't do those.
No.
And who wrote it, you know?
And that's the craziest part.
Wow. What else you got?
We got on the scroll. Did we talk about the tiger last week?
No.
So in... wonderful, you know, La La Land here.
California?
of Facebook land.
Oh.
Two Sherwood Park taxidermies went all the way to Africa, shot a lion.
They were from here?
Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Wow.
Taxidermies, they went all the way there. And
shot this lion
right in time for the Lion King movie to come out.
And then those are the two who were kissing.
Yeah, they were kissing on the newspaper.
Did you see the one where the poacher shot the elephant and the elephant fell on him and killed him? That happened last week as well. I try to keep up with the wins as well as the losses.
But they both died.
I mean, at least they both died.
He took them out.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not going down alone. Out here shooting people in the wilderness.
How dare you? Meanwhile, animals are just so sure that the wilderness is the safest place they could possibly be. They're like, oh, I don't know about that city stuff over here. I'm going to stay in this wilderness where I know it's safe. You know, humans don't like it over here in this wilderness. We got to stay here so we stay away from them in the wilderness. And here comes these two people all the way from Sherwood Park, Alberta.
From Sherwood Park. Come and they went on a...
That's not even Canadian values.
They went on a safari. A hunting safari. That was set up by
the locals. So what are they going to do with the lion? They're going to stuff it?
Yeah.
They're allowed to?
They're going to bring it home. If they're allowed to cross the border, they have to pay all this money to get across.
I'm sure they have all the money to pay.
There's going
to
be crazy stuff that happens with that.
Yeah. Hi, Soraya. Soraya's on. Hello to you. We haven't seen you in a long time. Everybody's been loving up on my Facebook, on my Vinci pics.
Yes.
I just have to walk around in costume all the time is really where I'm headed to.
Your Vinci pics are pretty good right now, so.
Yeah, I have more. I wish I could just put up Vinci pics all the time so people would just be sure that that was my life. But nay.
Yeah. I hear that.
Did you see the lady who invented silk head wraps?
I did not see, but I heard.
So, there's a lady, her name is Becky, not her real name. Changed.
Does she have long hair?
She has long hair. Becky and
with the long hair.
After careful research and consideration, she realized the best way to keep her tresses soft and silky is by using silk or satin head cover. So she went ahead and invented a silk and satin head cover and then started charging people $98 for it, for a damn bonnet. Mm-mm. Right, and the black internet went crazy.
When did she invent the black bonnet?
The black bonnet. It is literally black. Last week, the bonnet was invented.
The bonnet was invented by some white lady last week.
They called it the $98 Becky bonnet.
There you go. There you go. In Eurocentric pricing as well. It's fantastic.
That is generational wealth pricing. The generational wealth prices. The
Becky bought it. Go for $98.
What's that Canadian? $130? $128? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In other news, we do have bonnets here at Aphrodisiac Natural Shop for $35.
$35, Becky. We got this.
And they are silk and satin on the inside, and they are Ankara. Most of them are wax fabric.
We got a patent. Pending.
It's not pending.
Nobody
has a patent on
You got it. The patent on
you
this.
Even
if Becky came up with this last week, you could come up with it a couple months before.
It's true.
Get
but
some royalties off of Becky.
We're going to be posting some other brands that make bonnets that are not $98.
There you go.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Aphrodisiac is not on that list, but you know where we are. We're out here.
We have Tracee Ellis Ross making the cover of W Magazine.
Oh,
looking.
Yes. We're going to talk about Missy and Marie Claire, too. Apparently, she has a new album coming out.
Ooh, yes. Yes, she does.
Hyperventilates in Missy Elliott dancing.
I watched... her on the Essence Festival online.
She's so beautiful, isn't
she's
she?
She's good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be exciting what she produces.
Yo, she literally was like, I want to get niggas in the street dancing again. I was like, what? This is going to be like, it's going to be good. It's going to be a record for dancers.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Rihanna still has a record to come out the second half of this year. We're waiting. She said 2019, so I'm gonna be. But I would love to see Rihanna and Missy work together.
It would be interesting.
But Rihanna's next album is gonna be a reggae album, she says, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. She don't have to do nothing, honestly.
She doesn't. She's making all of the monies.
It's fine.
I'm okay. I'm okay with my artists growing past, you know.
Yeah.
Because you want to believe in them, don't you? Want your artists and your favorite people to be successful?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, I think we're moving to the screen.
Already?
Wow, yeah, unless fast. You have something else.
I want to talk about how Sky Jackson took a picture with Lil Nas X, and that lady was like, stick to acting. And then Sky Jackson was like, wow, your house really must stink with all those cats. And then the person like looked at her page, and it was just all these pictures of cats. Yes. I was like, ooh. But you know, Sky Jackson battled Azalea Banks. So she could go toe to toe with the best of them. You could battle a rapper. I expected her to be what's her name, our girl over there.
The thing about Sky Jackson, she can hold her own.
She definitely can.
She seems like she can hold her own in the ring, all around. She looks like she's got the fists as well as the mouth.
I didn't know that the boy who passed away, what's his name, Cameron something?
Boyd.
Cameron Boyd. Boyd, B-O-Y-D is his last name?
I believe it.
Oh, wow.
Double check it.
So I didn't realize that his dad is Trini. Yeah, R.I.P. yeah. to him. Did we talk about him?
We did. We talked about it with when we had Sheryl. Oh, shout out to Raleigh's.
Yeah, Raleigh's.
Yes.
Okay. What's happening on the screen? A couple things.
Boyce. Sorry, Cameron.
Boyce. Cameron. I didn't even say Cameron. I said some other name.
No, you said Cameron.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good.
What's on the screen this week?
The screen. We have a couple things on the screen this week. We all know The Lion King came out.
I have to go see it yet.
The reviews are epic. People are like, this is great. So, with the star-studded cast.
Apparently Beyonce produced the
soundtrack.
Yeah, and it's excellent. Like, it's all this African music.
They've released like two of the songs.
Excuse me. Brown Skin Girls.
Brown Skin Girls and Spirit.
But Brown Skin Girls, Blue Ivy's in it as well.
Okay.
And there was actually, I posted a video because she says Lupita's name in it. And I posted a picture of Lupita singing to it and singing her own name in it.
Ah.
I love Lupita. She's a gem.
She's awesome.
Gosh, I love her. Thank goodness for her in our lives. Did you know she grew up actually in Mexico?
Lupita?
Yeah. She's actually Mexican, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does. So Lion King's out. We have to go see that. Reviews are great. Last Black Man in San Francisco is still playing at the Princess until Thursday. I'm trying to go see it on Thursday. So if any you can hear this, any of you guys out there, I'm going to be at the Princess Thursday at 6:45. It's the last showing of The Last Black Man in San Francisco. So if anybody wants to come, you're welcome to come. I have no problems. None. Going alone. So if you don't want to come, it's fine. Don't come for my feelings. I'll be good. So I need to make that clear. There was something else on the screen that I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember now.
There's another one here. We got Wade in the Water. You can listen to that. We have episodes 1 through
24. 23?
Looks like 24.
It's a documentary.
It is. And you can watch the documentary about music, gospel songs, composers, producers.
That's PBS?
Yeah.
It's PBS?
It's NPR. You can watch it npr.org.
Oh, NPR, okay.
And that's where you can get it.
Public radio. Also, if you haven't, you should check out the... Have you seen the Harriet Tubman trailer?
I have not watched it yet, but I heard it's...
It looks
good.
Yeah, bad A.
Let's
it's
go.
Not like it doesn't look like your traditional slave movie where you're gonna see her being tortured the whole time. She definitely looks like she's just like
gunslinging,
being a badass. Yeah, literally gunslinging, like quite literally.
No, she was known to have a gun.
Yeah, did she kill her husband? Or is that a rumor?
I don't know. We'll have to find
that out if Harriet Tubman actually killed her husband.
Why did she do that?
Because he wasn't trying to run away. Or he was going to rat her out or something.
Rat her out?
Yeah, he was about to be a liability.
Snitches get stitches. That's what happens sometimes.
We'll wind up with ditches.
Especially then. Especially.
What else we got on the screen? There's apparently an opera about slavery days that just came out, or it's just coming out. CBC posted it.
Okay.
I didn't read it, to be honest with you, but I know Canada's really bad at acknowledging the fact that they had the real kind of slavery, just like America had the real kind of slavery. So I just hope it's not another, like, look, Canada, the place of the Underground Railroad again. Like, okay. So I'm gonna read it and see what it's about. You know, we like to be cultured up in this place.
There's been a couple of things about Canada because Canada's huge.
It's a big country.
And we tend to dumb down its vastness, like Americans. When you go to the States, they're like, hey, do you know Bob? And you're like, yeah, he died. But Canada's massive. So there's parts of Canada that accepted slaves freely. There are parts of Canada that did not.
No. Canada, as a whole, has 200 years history of slavery. And the Grey Nuns traded slaves all over this place.
I understand that. But here in Alberta especially, a lot of our slaves here in Alberta, right here, were allowed to buy land, especially south of Alberta.
After.
During.
I don't know how accurate that is. We'll have to go back.
I do a lot of teaching on that, actually. I've done a lot of speaking on it.
Yeah, but...
But if you would... If you want to look it up and then come
What back. I'm saying is that, okay, there was a time when people were held in slavery, were allowed to buy land in Canada. But Canada has a way of sanitizing their slavery to make it seem like slaves were somehow freer. Right? Okay. So, even though if you're a slave and you're about to, and you're... So, I don't know this to be true from my own research, right? But that's fine. There are still certain things that were in place that even though you're allowed to buy land, per se, that you still weren't freely allowed. Like, you weren't allowed to be free. I don't know how to explain it. But Canada does a lot of sanitizing of their history of slavery.
We do.
Terms of making it not sound brutal and making it seem like slaves are better off here. So that's why I'm less likely to, like, less...
I believe that where a lot of slaves were coming from, they got a better outlook when they came here. It wasn't the greatest outlook, but it was a better outlook than what they were getting.
No.
So when you look at, like, southern slaves that were being dragged and stuff like that in some of the southern states, they had it better when they came to a place like New York and they came to, like, Washington, because in those places in the northern states, they were more accepting. That's why we have that great civil war. We had different people.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you is that there's 200 years of slavery before this.
I totally get that. And you are correct. There are 200 years of slavery. It's brutal slavery.
Like, I just don't want to get into where we're having a conversation about how much better slavery was in Canada, because that is what Canada does to sanitize whatever this brutal history is. So it's important. I hear what you're saying. That's, like, typically what the narrative about Canadian slavery is. Slaves were better when they came to Canada. But the scholars that study slavery in Canada that I've heard are really, really deliberate in letting you know that it wasn't a better slavery. It wasn't, like, a more comfortable slavery once you got to Canada. It was oppression in a
different
way. You do know
nobody said that, right?
You did literally
say
that.
I did not say that it was a better slavery.
You literally were like, a better outlook?
When they came here. A better outlook when they came here. Because when they came here, depending on where you're at in Canada, some of them were just free. which is in the history books.
Okay, which Canada's slavery books are not accurate, right?
So we don't Canada's have books, slavery books. You know that.
Canada's history books on slavery are
we
not
don't
accurate.
We have history books barely on slavery, barely.
Right.
Because they don't teach
you
in Canada.
What they talk about is the Underground Railroad. They do talk about slaves, they talk about, like, they make it seem like slaves were, like, free. There's like, hundreds of years where slaves were not free here.
Yeah. You're right.
I don't I don't know why we're talking about...
You're making a point, and I'm letting you know I'm agreeing 100% with your point.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to also know there are places in Canada that accepted slavery. Or not slavery, but slaves as free people.
At a point.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's like, I guess that narrative is not important to me because Canada intentionally sanitizes the 200-year brutal slavery that happened here with that narrative.
Sure.
So it's like, at a time, slaves were free in Canada. That's true. That's part of the narrative of, like, the slave history in Canada that already exists that we've accepted.
Okay.
Right? That we've accepted that. Canada was better for slaves than America.
Okay.
Okay, but there's hundreds of years where they were ruled by the British, not the case.
They came from Britain. They came from France. They came from that with the French.
They came from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. People, like, brought their slaves from the West Indies to here.
Definitely.
So slaves here, they certain things that they went through was not what they went through in the Caribbean, that's true, but they also went through the trauma of isolation, the trauma of not having anybody culturally close to you, the trauma of having, there might have been less slaves. So slaves came not only from different parts of Caribbean, different plantations, different background, different tribes, different history. So you don't necessarily have the people around you that shared whatever cultural traditions that you may have had or what have you. So there's, like, all these other layers of trauma, including brutalization and physical brutalization, that happened with slaves for a long time before Canada got with it. In fact, I think in New York, as you said, New York, slaves were free before they were free in Canada. So there was a time when people escaped from Quebec and Ontario and escaped to New York before people in the States escaped to Canada.
Okay.
So Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. Where did there's a lot of things that are in there that I don't want to go through right now. It's cool.
I get that black people are the ones that helped the British pretty much stay Canada and had the Confederate States not. That's hundreds of years after what I'm talking
hundreds.
About. I can't stand you. Okay, now, what's in your ears, right? That's what's next?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, what else? Do you have are you screening still?
I don't think there's anything else on the screen. There was something. Oh, I watched Shazam. It's now on
the box. It's not the illegal box.
You can. It's on demand.
The one was when I came in the other day. Okay, I have to say this. Employee says that she highly recommends a book called Black Canadians by Joseph Mensa for this dialogue. It keeps it 100 on Canadian slavery. So that's what employee says.
Okay.
Because we should pay attention to the people while we're, like, arguing. Okay, so you saw Shazam.
Shazam.
Remember when I told you I came home and Noel was watching TV and listening to old ballads?
Mm-hmm, but he was watching.
That's what he was watching. He was watching Shazam and listening to How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. So I came in and I was like, yo, are you good?
You good, bro?
He's like, yeah, what's up? Sometimes I forget these songs exist and I just love them so much. I was like, okay.
So, yeah, so Shazam
was what he was watching. I thought Shazam was black. I know. I was like, Shazam? But I think I got mixed up with, what's Shaq's superhero called? Did a Shaq have a Shazam?
I think it was Shazam. I think it was Shazam.
Okay, so you can you see? I'm like, Shazam? That's not Shazam. Shazam is black, like Shaq.
Shaq. Superhero. I'm sorry, I gotta look this up.
It's Shazam.
Yeah, it was something. Steel, actually, is superhero was Steel.
Really? No. He used to say he was the Man of Steel. Because he also used to have that S on his chest. That's not the movie I was talking about. There's a silly one where he's a genie or something. It's much more colorful than that. I didn't even know that movie existed.
Shaquille O'Neal movies. Okay. Let's look this up. Kazam.
Okay. You see my problem here?
Kazam.
Kazam.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, tell me about Shazam.
1996.
That's the one. That's the one.
So I'm like, I don't think we can count that as a movie.
I'm like, Shazam, isn't he black? Oh, no, that's Kazam. And why are you recalling that movie? Oh, Lord.
So Shazam is about an orphan boy who's supposed to have a pure heart. And then he gets called as one of the people who has the purest of hearts and gets endowed with a wizard's powers.
Okay.
And he can only get these powers when he says the word Shazam. And it comes out in lightning and transforms him. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about this on the Black Multiverse Theory podcast? We are talking about this because Making Good is actually in the movie, which you don't find out till like the end. She's literally in the last
for 10 seconds.
Two scenes of it. And it's a good movie. It's an okay movie.
It seems like the kind of movie that is what it is. It's like a little bit corny.
You have to think about it though. It's around the same time. Okay, so you look at Batman with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
And then you look at the Man of Steel, that movie. Okay. And then you look at Justice League.
Right, which are all serious.
Right. This is the same universe with the same director. Like, the same people. Like,
this, I'm just going to say that this is rough. This is the DC universe.
This is DC universe. It's like...
Yeah, but DC been trying to get it together.
I get that, right? Because even Marvel has... You know,
they tried a couple times with Spider-Man before they got that right.
But Spider-Man, here's the thing about Spider-Man. I'm sorry if you can see by my shirt, I'm a Spider-Man fan.
Okay.
Right?
My friend says the corniest of the superheroes is Spider-Man.
Okay.
I don't disagree, but that, you know, I like corny superheroes.
He's definitely corny. He's got the corny bits too. Mm-hmm. But I think Spider-Man, the first movies in their time were amazing. There was nothing, and that's what people don't get. They keep comparing the first movies to what's out now. There was nothing. Like, nobody had come
like
out,
it at the time.
Nobody had come out with a Spider-Man period. Mm. That's why it grossed so much in the box office, because... You're coming from a drought.
Mm. Right? That was Tobey, right?
Tobey Maguire, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you had the next guy, and then the current guy that's there now.
Tom Mulligan.
Tom Mulligan was that guy, and then this last guy is...
Isn't Tom Mulligan this guy? This current guy?
Is that
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. That's him?
Good acting.
You like that?
Yeah.
It was good acting by me, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was too.
And I don't think it's Tom Mulligan. I think it's Holland or something. Holland. Cast. Tom Holland.
A mulligan is like a something with golf.
It is.
Oh, I don't know Darren Jordan's still on here. But we're trying to do a blackout at the golf course. Can you tell your golfing people?
Anybody who wants to do golf, we're doing a blackout. At the golf course.
We have a bunch of black people who have never golfed before. And we have a bunch of black people who do golf.
Bunch.
So we decided that we should have a golf day with everybody together.
It's a good thing.
The new ones and the old ones, you can teach us. Also, a lot of business is done on the golf course, so it's good to...
Yeah. So we want to do a whole golf
day.
Day. Before a season is out.
Yeah. Yep. We pretty much just want to go. And if you're really serious about your golf game, then maybe this is not the time.
If you're really serious about golf game, come.
Yes.
Because the serious people will bunch in one group, and the people who are learning will bunch in another group.
Okay, fair.
Right? And we'll require some of the serious ones to help train some of the ones that are just new. Right?
It's me. I'm the ones.
You and whoever else.
I'm the ones that's new. There's a couple other professionals who want to come as well, and I think that it would be a good opportunity.
Yeah. So there's that, and there's that. So the last thing on the screen that we did not mention, I forgot to mention about this on the screen. We got a new blade, y'all. We got a new blade.
So it's Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali. Does anybody know where Mahershala is?
Mahershala Ali was in Luke Cage, right?
Yes, he was.
And what else?
He was Cottonmouth in Luke Cage.
Uh-huh. And he was in, he won an award for, he won an Oscar actually for Moonlight.
Okay.
Best Supporting Actor.
He's also in Green.
Best Supporting Role.
Green.
Book.
Book?
Yeah. He played the black guy.
Yes. That's where I remember him from.
Yeah.
But in Green Book, people were very disappointed that...
The movie was bad. Not in his acting either.
And his acting was amazing in that movie.
Right.
But just the whole thing.
Yeah. So Mahershala Ali, after he won the Oscar, called Marvel Studios and was like, yeah, I'm trying to do Blade. So that's how he got it. They were like, okay. They're like, when Mahershala calls, you answer. I'm like, I've heard that about a lot of actors. It's like, oh, because he's like the hottest thing right now.
Come on.
But you said you didn't like Mahershala Ali for Blade because he looked too much like Blade.
Like he looked like Wesley Snipes.
But isn't Blade just a dark-skinned guy?
With hazel eyes, yes.
Oh.
That turn red when he's getting into vampire mode.
So who would you have chosen for Blade, if not Mahershala? Even though Mahershala chose himself and made it happen.
You know, sometimes you look at somebody and you're like, why him? Instead of being like, why not him?
Yeah.
So.
Why him? Because he literally called and made it happen. So literally. That's the answer to that. He was literally like, yo, we're doing this now. And now they're doing it.
I think he might make a good Blade.
He'll make a good Blade because he's a great actor.
But is he a good fighter? Because that's what's going to really cause
him to be like.
He can learn fighting? No.
Bro, of course you can learn fighting.
No. You can't.
You can learn fight choreography.
You can't.
People do it all the
time. But convincing fight choreography?
Didn't you see John Wick?
I did.
So you're saying
All the training he did in Matrix before that? All of that training, and the fact that he's in like Taj Mahal or whatever the stuff he does on the side, all of that.
Krav Maga.
Yeah. Krav's Maga. Whatever. Krav's Maga. Whatever. So, all that stuff.
Yeah,
he did?
I think. Yeah, Krav Maga. I wanted to get into that one.
Okay, look at that movie, mm-hmm. Right, John Wick, and you look at. My man there. Why am I forgetting the internet's favorite guy?
Are you talking about our
Keanu Reeves? So Keanu Reeves. So Keanu Reeves.
I would have not have let you if I knew that that's who you're
talking about. Keanu Reeves. I got it anyways. I'm surpassing you. Keanu Reeves. Here is there. And look at his fighting in there. And then look at Halle Berry's fighting in the same thing. If it wasn't for the dogs, their fighting would be terrible.
She did excellent with those dogs, though. But that
she was excellent with those dogs, though. And shooting. But she did hardly any fighting. And in the fighting, I felt like they were taking it easy out there. They're like, okay, move your head now. It's coming.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
I think her acting, as far as fighting acting,
bad.
Bad. Her acting was good, though.
Who's Halle Berry good?
It's Halle Berry good. You know Halle Berry.
Right? It's Halle Berry.
It's Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Okay. So that was on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And the funny... Sorry, let me go back to
Blade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The greatest thing about Blade, the original Blade, is that Wesley Snipes did enough movies where he was doing kung fu. He came out doing stuff with, like, Spike Lee, and then started doing, like, Passenger 57, where he's like... And The Fugitive. And so, like...
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, where you knew him as an action fighting star. His roundhouse kick is like, oh, ooh, you know?
Fine. I believe Mahershala Ali is going to do what he has to do to get into this role.
I just hope so. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He hasn't let me down yet.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna start thinking that he's going to leave me down now.
I haven't seen him fight, but I'm hoping he fights well.
A lot of on-screen people, like, with the right filming and the right editing and the right, you know, stuff, I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to what's in your ears. What are you listening to this week?
In my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I am listening to, who jumped into my ears the other day? Sorry. I'm at a loss. Although we did talk about it.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, in my ears this week is the Vinci Cropover Mix by... Yours and only, your one and only DJ Gel.
DJ Gel.
He has Barbados music out now, and I see some Grenada mixes out as well, so I'm on that. There's a song by Problem Child called Nasty Up, which is my anthem. It will be my anthem on the road. So that's what I'm doing as far as music in my ears. Of course, I'm still on the Soca circuit. I'm getting ready for Carrie West, so it's all about pace right now, and the other islands, because as you know, our band represents for other islands as well. The other bands are heavy, heavy Trini, and so we try to get those, the other islands in there. I don't want to say small island, because...
The other islands is good.
Yeah.
So you have DJ Gel is coming to town, I believe.
Yeah, he will be here in Edmonton. We got it. Once we get to the calendar, I'll tell you everything that's going on. It's a million things.
Mm.
We pretty much hit like the litty diddy part of the summer starting now.
Litty diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right. What you listening to?
The Walls Group.
Mm.
What's listening that? To the Walls Group. They're a group of young, awesome singers. Uh-huh. Four. Two boys, two girls.
Okay.
And they can sing.
Yeah?
So it's good. I've been listening to the Walls Group.
Is it a gospel?
It is gospel.
Okay.
And I went back, and that's why I couldn't figure out anything new I was listening to, because I've been listening to a old school R&B.
Old.
I've been doing my Brandy. And they're not the classics, old school. Old
the classics.
School.
The
they're
classics.
Not old school, but they are old school.
They're old school now.
They're old school now.
You go to an old school party now, and they're like, they're playing music in the aughts, like between 2000 and 2010. I'm like, no, I was a grown up. This is not old school.
Yep.
The whole point of old school parties is to listen to music that you listened to as a child and you wanted to be grown to.
So, the Essence Festival.
I want to go so bad.
Yes.
It's on my list. I want to go in here. Yeah.
It's on the bucket. So, check that out on YouTube. That's an amazing festival if you want to hear some good performances. It was really good this year.
Common was in town recently.
Common?
Yeah, I saw David Shepherd going on and on about how much he loved them, and then Darren Jordan Cole signing.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
I don't like Common. Why don't you like Common? I like Common the person. I like Common, fine. But a long time ago, Common came right before he was... actually, the album that he... When Kanye West produced that album, he came to my university, and we sat outside, because my homeboy was a rapper, for a long time.
Waiting for Common.
Waiting for Common to come out. When he came out, he was kind of a dick.
Wait, you think he was tired, maybe?
Sure, all those reasons about him being an actual human, but he didn't come out to like 500 people. He came out to a Filipino girl, me, and this white kid.
And he was like, yo, I gotta go.
He didn't even have to do anything. The guy was like, hi, I'm mad. I just want to let you know I'm a fan. And wanted to dap him up. And he was like, just really cold about it. Like, definitely, yeah. But yeah, you're right. He was probably just a human at the time.
You know what?
As a fan, though, you can't really do anything about that feeling anymore. Like, no. You're like, oh, yeah, I guess. But he didn't have to be a douche about it.
I've heard many stories of this, and I hope one day when I'm, like, in the fame realm, if I ever get there, or when I ever get there, I hope I'm never too tired to say hi to a fan.
That's true. I just am not as infatuated with him as his fans, I guess, or people.
That's I hear all. That.
Yeah. I feel like once Erykah Badu used them up, I was over it. Oh, no. Serena. Serena chewed him up and spit him out.
It's Serena.
Yeah, and Erykah. Like, Common is at a list of baddies.
He talks about that often. If you watch The Breakfast Club, he talks about his portfolio.
Yeah, he has an extensive one.
He has an extensive portfolio. Yeah. And they asked him if he was a serial dater.
Mm-hmm.
I think his response was like, yeah. Unfortunately, I am.
Okay.
Unfortunately for him.
What's on your calendar of events coming up?
Oh, boy.
Everything.
Yeah, we got the things.
Let's start with July 27th.
July 27th, we have the Soca Fete.
July 27th is simply Soca, presented by Creative Sounds. Juve, which is an annual outdoor party. We have paint and powder. And usually people show up and take a whole bunch of videos of themselves. Last year, I wore a studded balaclava. So this year, I'm trying to figure out how I can, like, outdo myself and just be like fly. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be dope, whatever it is.
Being fly is important.
Yeah, like literally always. So that's Juve this weekend, Simply Soca, Juve, July 27th. We do, tickets are $25, and we do have them here at the shop at Aphrodisiac. So tickets, yeah, like literally right over there at the desk. So tickets are here. They're on sale. They're $25 a piece. What you got?
Man. So we got that.
You had anything else on July 27th?
No, just that.
Okay.
So there is a huge garage sale happening at the old church. If anybody says that they want to pick up. Yeah.
Okay.
Old and new stuff.
From we America, like garage from sales.
So there's that.
Is it like a community garage?
It's a community garage.
Everybody's bringing stuff.
Everybody's bringing stuff. You might get a gem.
No, I like old stuff.
Yeah, you might get a gem in there. I'm just saying. After that, we have Heritage Days.
Heritage Days weekend. I want you to go to that. I want you to go to that Reggae Jamboree page that I sent you exactly what to read. Because that's that weekend.
So Heritage Days, we have a lot. We have a lot going on with Heritage Days.
It should be in the multiverse.
So, so at Heritage Days, you're gonna have a lot of things. Though, for those of you who do not know what
Heritage Days is
mm-hmm. about, we have the Heritage Days Festival happening. Mm-hmm. It has multiple cultures have their own food and will be profiling their own crafts and stuff from all the different places.
Their cultures, yeah.
From Jamaica to Barbados will be there.
Does Trinidad have a tent this year?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
I wish there was a whole area that was the West Indies that we could just all have a tent together.
It would be nice.
Yeah. Like CARICOM.
And that's at Harlech Park.
Yeah.
Also that weekend is the Jamdow Reggae Salute will be on August 4th, 2019 at the Louis McKinney Riverfront Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's starring Tony Rebel, Charlie Black, Queen
Ifrika,
mm-hmm. and many more artists. They'll be catered by Paradise Grill, which will have Jamaican cuisines, and the gates open at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Showtime is at 12 p.m., so that's noon, y'all. So tickets are on sale at Eventbrite and at Potluck Restaurant.
Speaking of Potluck, I forgot to tell you guys that we're doing karaoke tomorrow.
At Potluck, yes. Yeah. Do you want to come out and sing some songs?
Ballads. Raleigh's on deck with the ballads, and I'm on deck with the 90s pop. I'm talking about Natalie Imbruglia. I'm talking about...
Who? Natalie and who?
Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of home. This is how I feel. Now you know I can't sing.
Whether you can sing or not, I still don't know who those people are.
I'll tell you like Rod told me. And told you around me when he was trying not to hurt my feelings.
What did he say?
If you heard it, you'd know this song. Like, man, I know I can't sing.
I don't remember that at all. I do not claim to know that one.
So,
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
And right here at the Aphrodisiac Natural Loft, we will also be having karaoke here coming soon.
Shortly.
So we're going to have that. It's going to be an awesome time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're on the Reggae Jam Down. That's August 4th. Is there anything next weekend after that?
Yes.
It's
Kerry West. Which is going to be so exciting. Of course, we have Jab is still registering.
Those of you who don't know, Kerry West is at the Legislative Grounds, and the parade will have all the bands, mm-hmm. including the Jab
Band. So Jab Band, this year we have two sections. We have Aphrodisiac Black and Island Stub Blue. And, you'll get your helmet, you'll get your horns, you'll get your chains. I just found out that Home Depot has blue plastic chain. So I've been looking for that, so I'm glad. So you get your horn, you'll get your chains, you'll get your noisemaker, you'll get paint for your body, you'll get a saltfish and baked breakfast and a doubles lunch. And you'll get a great time on the road.
What kind of bake you have? Trinidad bake?
It's Guyanese bake.
Guyanese bake?
Yes. So the Guyanese saltfish and bake. Okay. The saltfish is inside the bake. Oh, you guys call it bacon saltfish, right?
Saltfish and bake?
Is it bacon saltfish?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, yes, the saltfish is inside of the bake when it's in Guyana. So you get one piece of bread, and when you open... It's called float, actually. We call it float.
I really haven't had... Anybody who wants to donate some coconut bake? I haven't had some in a long time, so I'm hoping that
I think
that
you're talking to Tamia.
I'm looking over at your area.
I could, yeah.
I'm looking at your area.
I could ask Noel to whip some up for you.
Yeah?
He's particularly good at baking bread. Grating coconut. Like, he'll make it from scratch. Last time he made a whole bunch, and he gave it to the people, like, a big piece of the people at the place that he works.
He's not baking bread, but he's baking bake, right? Yeah. He's making bake.
Yeah, but bake you make on the stove, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking about when he made coconut bread.
But can he make bake?
Yes.
I just want to make sure because you switched over. I just said
he can.
You switched over.
He's good at all of the breads. It's called bake, but it's still bread.
I do not consider bake bread. And that's where you threw me off when you mentioned bread in that context.
You don't consider baked bread?
No. I consider baked bake.
Moving along. So we have, Jab Jab, you can register. You can go to Aphrodisiac Mass Band on Facebook, and you can catch the link from there. If you have me on any social medias, I'm sure that the link is up. You can go ahead and register. The registration date loosely is August 5th. That's because we need to take things like food into consideration and your costumes and whatnot. But we can probably work something out and squeeze you in there. I'm not really good at saying no.
Okay.
So the Carrie West runs August 9th through the 11th. The 9th is a kids' day. So you can go in, they'll be set up, they'll start spinning. And then they have Saturday, the parade of bands starts, I believe it is at noon. We'll be there a little bit earlier, eating and getting ourselves together. Mm. And then. And then the festival continues for the weekend. We will also be there in the capacity of having the children's area. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of really cool things set up for that.
We have lots of good things set up for that. Mini mm-hmm. juves happening there. So
there's a graffiti wall.
There's a graffiti wall, bandana making competition, kite making and flying.
Yeah.
Sessions. There's going to be a book reading where we're trying to get the authors that write the children's books here in Edmonton to come out and read their book and and come. We'll also be having membership drive for the National Black Coalition in Canada. You don't necessarily have to be black to sign up for the National Black Coalition in Canada. You can be a partner and a supporter. It is $25 for an individual and $35 for
family,
an entire family. Mm-hmm. You do get with that the black card. So the black card will be available to you, and that is a economic empowerment initiative that we have started, which allows you to get a membership card that is black and it says the black card. It's your official black card, and you can use it at select stores, restaurants, and other places to get discounts. We have on board right now, Sobeys is one of our major partners on the north side of Victoria Trail. So imagine getting your groceries at a discounted price every single time just by flashing your black card. So that's one of the different places and people that you can get that taken care of.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's happening after that on August 17th?
August the 17th, we have the
Reggae
Jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
So the Reggae Jamboree is going to be lit. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be amazing.
Luciano's going to be there.
Luciano's going to be
there. It's also at Louise McKinney Park.
At Louise McKinney Park.
It's a whole different lineup, though. Sham is going to be on that lineup
Baby
as well.
Baby Sham or Sham, mm-hmm. whatever.
It's a whole different lineup.
Mm-hmm. So that one's going to be great. You got to come to both of them if you can. So it'll be great over at the park.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? I think we got to the end of another episode.
Teresa Franklin says, which is my auntie, by the way. She's awesome. Shout outs to her. She says, bake and shark is a Trini thing Once tasted, never forgotten. But saltfish and bake is also a good combination to enjoy. So, thanks Auntie. So, that's it. Do we have a word?
It's your turn.
It's my turn for the word?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. What you got?
So, today, going through the Klondike Days festivities, I realized that I got a headache. And it really was like weighing down on me just because of, just today was just a hectic day altogether. And it taught me a lesson just about life. Our bodies are there to warn us about different things and allow us to take a break and take a rest. So today, being a day that it was highly stressful and I was out in the sun, my body then told me, you know, you need to take a break. You need to do your thing. You need to do this. And we have to listen to our bodies, especially in stressful situations. We have different things. We're becoming more aware of things that affect Black people, that affect us mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
We are more aware of mental health issues and how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer acceptable to slap somebody upside the head because they're crying. It's no longer acceptable to downplay another person's mental health issues, mm-hmm, or their health issues. And just recently we had issues coming up with health and people dying because of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, please, read up. Take care of yourself. Take care of the ones who are around you, because you just never know how long you're going to have them. And that is the word.
That is the word this week. So, once again, you can catch up with us on Apple, Google, mm-hmm, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Catch up with episode 13. We'll be up tomorrow on Wednesday, which will be yesterday when you hear this, and this episode 14 will be up on Thursday, so you'll be able to see a shiny new podcast. Thanks for everybody who joined us on live on Facebook.
Thank you.
Share this podcast, tell your friends, and bring your friends along, and we'll just continue talking and having these discussions, and we will see you next week.
See you next week, everyone. We love you.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.